Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Oh. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Bonney's our guest, our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, founder and managing partner of CMF Associates. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find him online. We're talking about what he's doing to connect Wall Street and Main Street. I'm really excited about hearing what he has to say. Tom, I'm enjoying our visit. I hope you'll come back again, and you got a lot more to teach us.
Will do, Jim. Thank you.
So let's talk about interest rates, because in 2015, I do predictions. At the beginning of every year, I do predictions for what I think is going to happen that year. And I predicted last year that the Fed wouldn't raise rates. I could not see anything new in the circumstances that's causing the economy to do what it's doing. I didn't see anything significantly new that caused the Fed to raise rates again. But what do you think is going to happen?
Listen, I would triple down on your no raise in the interest rates into 2017. I just did a blog off of CMF Associates where I basically said that.
Yeah.
And I think it's caused largely by slow growth in the U.S. relatively speaking, and
which is primarily welling up from the descending down into the abyss that's created by anti-business rhetoric and policies coming out of Washington.
I think that's a big piece of it. When I talk to small business owners, just the regulations and the processes, even just to get additional funding, even with the low interest rates, sometimes the underwriting criteria are torture. And, my entrepreneur clients and business owner clients just say, you know what, forget about it. I don't want the money, even if
right.
It's 4%.
Oh, listen, small business owners are not borrowing money. I've been reporting every month on the NFIB survey, Bill Dunkelberg, here on my show for 18 years now, and the constant refrain on the credit part of his index is, we don't need no stinking loans, and which is ridiculous. If you think about it, how horrible is that for them to feel that way with interest rates? They can borrow at prime almost now.
I know.
I mean, this is the time to borrow money and grow your business at 4% loans. You can make a lot of money growing a business like that.
Hey, Jim, I think the other thing that's happening in the marketplace in a lot of different industries is that there's a bit of a mini revolution in terms of the old guard versus the new guard. And let's just take retail for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got the mall, which I call a 50-year-old innovation.
Right.
That's past its sell-by date.
It's gone, yeah. The ship has sailed.
So in a lot of industries, you're seeing turmoil. So I think the mindset of the entrepreneur in that space is, look, when you combine the regulatory problems of getting financing mm-hmm. with the competitive market space dissonance, you have no investment.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Tom, I wanted to ask you about the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, but I want to hold that till maybe another time if we don't get it in today, because
sure.
There's another question I wanted to ask you. I'm seeing a scenario in the future where Wall Street is irrelevant, where the regulatory state, the way Wall Street has to function, the 90-day conference call, the fealty to 90-day performance, well, that's just getting in the way of common sense and logic for most business leaders, and they're saying, we can capitalize our business without going to the private markets, to the equity markets like that, and Wall Street doesn't go away, but it's not as big a player. It's mostly people doing what you're doing, and maybe just continuing to operate. They're not taken out in 5 or 10 years. What do you think about that scenario?
I think that's possible. I think I would share the overall observation. And in terms of the amount of private capital that's being allocated to this space, it's increasing every year.
Look at what IPO Wall Street Journal reported today. IPOs in America are down two thirds.
Yeah, most of that was in the first quarter of this year, the decline year over year. And I think you're right. The one thing I think that would argue against that is that, again, we're back to regulation again somehow. You know, the regulators require, even if you're doing private financing, a lot of work.
Yeah.
And also with the public markets, you're going to have a liquid marketplace, and there's a lot of pension money, foreign money that invest in the public market. So you have a large swath of money that will keep prices high in the private markets, right?
But if it doesn't go as fully the way I said, way I said the scenario might, do you at least see that kind of pressure making analysts back off of the 90-day conference call? That's killing capitalism.
I think that's possible. Yes, I do.
Do you agree with me that the 90-day conference call is killing capitalism?
Look, I think we need to do a better job of disclosing what the real issues are in the business to the investor, and I don't think the 90-day conference call does it, nor do I think, quite frankly, the 200-page SEC 10-Q and 10-K does it either.
Yeah. Well, every small business owner out there knows that they couldn't operate their business if they had to be jerked back every 90 days. We need to be able to plan longer term than that. I need your website again, Tom, one more time.
CMFAssociates.com, Jim.
Hey, Tom, good job today. I hope you'll come back soon.
Will do. Thanks.
You got a lot more to teach us. Tom Bonner, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Bonney, B-O-N-N-E-Y. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.